Patristic Nectar Publications is pleased to present a new installment of 19 podcasts by His Grace Bishop Irenae of Richmond in his popular series, A Word from the Holy Fathers. These short meditations reveal the ancient wisdom of the Church Fathers and apply it to 21st century Christian living. And now, His Grace Bishop Irenae.
In this week's Word from the Holy Fathers, I would like again to turn to our familiar friend, our father among the saints, Simeon, the new theologian, the great monastic theologian and writer of the 11th century. And I want to read from a small passage from his works collected in the Philokalia, in which he offers counsel on how we are to respond to despondency and discouragement. Saint Simeon, for his part, knew what it meant to struggle with these very temptations. He was one deeply discouraged by others, who were constantly critical of his way of life, his fervency, his ascetical zeal, and some of his spiritual and practical practices in his monasteries. He was constantly challenged, spoken against, and had to defend the traditions which he represented in the face of great hostility. And one can sense from his writings, which are often deeply autobiographical, that the temptation to become despondent in the face of such criticism was never far from him. And yet God shone into his heart an understanding of how to overcome that temptation. And Saint Simeon shares this with us by offering counsel on what a soul ought to say to itself when it finds that it is being tempted by discouraging words and thoughts of despair. This is what Saint Simeon has to say. You may find yourself hampered by someone who sows tares of despondency in you. He tries to prevent you from climbing to such heights of holiness by discouraging you with various thoughts. For instance, he will tell you that it is impossible for you to be saved and to keep every single one of God's commandments while you live in this world. When such a thing happens, you should sit down in a solitary place by yourself, collect yourself, concentrate your thoughts, and give good counsel to your soul, saying, "Why, my soul, are you dejected? Why do you trouble me? Put your hope in God, for I will give thanks to him, for my salvation lies not in my actions but in God. Who will be vindicated by actions done according to the law? No living person will so be vindicated before God. Yet by virtue of my faith in God, I hope that in his ineffable mercy he will give me salvation. So get behind me, Satan. I worship the Lord my God, and I serve him from my youth. For he is able to save me simply through his mercy. Go now away from me. The God who created me in his image and likeness will reduce you to impotence." My beloved brethren, we, like Simeon, often face times of discouragement, and often that discouragement is prompted internally by our own sins, by our own actions. And yet oftentimes living in a world that is filled with turmoil and strife, we find that temptation towards despondency is prompted by the discouragement met out to us by others. You may find yourself, as Simeon says, hampered by one who sows in you tares of despondency, one who tries to discourage us in our spiritual struggles. And this is something all Christians in the modern world face. The world itself, society at large, is just such a voice who tries to tell us it is impossible to be saved in the manner that we understand salvation. There are those who will speak to us very directly, saying, "Why do you struggle so hard in your Orthodox life? Why all this fasting, all these prostrations? Why all this repentance and penitence? It is impossible," such voices say to us, "to keep all of God's commandments completely." We have all heard voices, and do and will hear voices, that seek to discourage us from the spiritual life, whether directly or indirectly. This is a part of living in the world. But we always have a choice as to how we respond to such provocations. The first thing to be said is that we must never condemn the one who so tests and challenges us. We never know when God is using such a person, precisely through these accusations or through these discouraging words, to forge a new strength within our heart, if only we respond aright. But if instead we cast condemnation upon them, accusing them for the faults that they preach or for the stumbling blocks they put before us, we lose the opportunity for a blessing that can come through facing temptation strongly and with trust in God. But having pledged ourselves not to condemn or to bitterly be angry with those who accuse us, we still have a choice as to what to do with the discouragement that we receive. If we trust it and believe it, if we take into our heart as truth that the things of God are out of reach, that the ways of God are impossible to grasp by man living in the world, then the devil wins a victory over us. His greatest desire is to convince us that the struggle towards holiness is one not worth fighting. But instead, Saint Simeon says, when these words are cast our way, the best thing to do is to retreat somewhere quiet, in solitude, in silence, and, to use his own imagery, to have a good, frank talk with our own soul. Our soul, which is so easily flappable by the words that we hear and the temptations thrown before us. And when we feel that soul, that spiritual power inside us, bending towards despondency through the words cast our way, we must sit down and speak frankly with it. Why are you behaving like this? Or to put it in the saint's words, why, my soul, are you dejected? Why are you troubling me? Put your hope in God. We must remind ourselves at times, lest we forget or lest we neglect to recognize what it truly means, that we are the children of the living God. Christ himself is our Savior. The Holy Spirit dwells in our hearts through the mystery of holy baptism and the sealing power of chrismation. We are the children of the Heavenly Father, to whom Christ draws us, to whom he seeks to deliver us. There is a power in us that goes beyond the despair the world seeks to place in our hearts. So why, my soul, I ought to say to myself, when the despair of the world seems to creep in on me, why do you trouble me by bending to such things? Why do you listen? Why are you affected by such counsel, which is so obviously untrue in the face of the God of mercy? If we follow the laws of men, the rationale of mankind that says this is possible and that isn't, we will find ourselves ever stuck in our sin and our complacency. But we believe in the God in whom all things are possible. We hope in his ineffable mercy, as Saint Simeon says, and we trust that he will give us salvation. He is able, Saint Simeon says, to save me simply through his mercy. Therefore we can scold our soul with this kind of pious chastisement. Go away from me with your quivering despair. Do not speak to me of such despondency. The God who created me in his image and likeness stands testimony to the power of holiness. So, my beloved brothers and sisters, when we are challenged by the world or by individuals, by scenarios or our own conscience, and we start to despair of the possibility of holiness, especially when we find ourselves confronted by our persistent sin, and we start to wonder whether it is even possible for us to repent, whether it is even possible to overcome our transgressions. Sit down, as Saint Simeon says, and converse with your soul. Remind your heart, remind that truest, innermost part of yourself, that the God who created the heavens and the earth, the God who defeated death, is the power that reigns inside your heart. And if we give our heart to Him, that which He commands of us, holiness, righteousness, spiritual life, is attainable in this world, in this life, by each of His children. May we have the prayers and the blessing of our Father among the saints, Simeon the new theologian, to continue to struggle without despair, but ever in hope of God's mercy and love. Amen.